As we look at our steps to coding, we have 5 basic steps that we take into consideration as we do our coding process. The first, of course, is to review the medical record documentation, because we are not allowed to code anything that has not been appropriately documented in that medical record. We then will abstract from the medical record exactly what conditions need to be coded. This is a variable step in some practices, because in some practices, the doctors actually will give your billers and coders the actual assignments of the ICD-9 code. In some practices, the doctor is not actually giving the code assignments, but they are in words indicating what the conditions are that the patients are being presented for to having services. So regardless of whether you're extracting that information yourself from the medical record documentation or whether or not that information is being provided for you by the provider specifically, once we gather that information about the condition that that patient is being presented to, we will then turn to our coding manual and identify what the main term is for that condition so that we can do the appropriate code assignment. We start by looking at the alphabetical index, making sure that we have what that particular condition is. As we look at the alphabetical index, there may be cross-reference information that tells us, for example, to C or C also, referring us to a different part of the alphabetical index. Once we've actually identified the code that we're looking at and making the assignment for that presented condition, we will then go to the tabular listing, which is listed as volume number 1 of the ICD-9 coding manual, in order to verify the fact that this particular code is the correct code that we want to assign.